Thanks again for being here. If you've got a question, just raise your hand and we'll get you a mic. Let us know who it's for and we'll have at it. Leading off, this will be the quickest one we've ever done. Nick, start with Nick here. And then we'll go back.
Don and Dean, for each of you, just can you describe balancing, honoring and remembering Johnny with, you know, needing to move on and play hockey?
Yeah, you know, we've obviously talked a lot about it. It's, you know, Johnny will, and his brother, particular Johnny, will be with us all year long. You know, we've kept his stall down in the locker room. We're going to hang his jersey every game. He'll travel with us. You know, and the guys know Johnny would want us to go play hockey. And Meredith said it at the funeral that, you know, Johnny would want you guys to play hockey. So, obviously, we're going to honor him. We're going to do the first our first home regular season game is going to be a tribute to him, and I think the players are going to respond to it very well.
Piggyback on that, I met with the captains, and actually the night that they went to the viewing in Jersey, they were sitting around afterwards, and they said, "Well, what would Johnny want us to do?" And so we probably wanted to go watch football and have a couple of beers. And so that's what I'm going to try to, and the coaching staff's going to try to emphasize to our group, is that, as Don said, his stall's there. Tell stories, remember, laugh. With our videos that we've put together for camp, our initial videos, we're like, one of the coaches said, "Would you take Johnny out of all the clips?" And said, "Absolutely not. Like, Johnny's going to teach. He's going to, you know, we're going to, good and bad. if he didn't back check, well, we'll show it, right?" So, yeah, he's going to be with us. He's going to be a presence, you know, in our locker room, as Don said, at home and on the road.
Go back, row left.
This one's for Dean. Coming into a camp and maybe not being as familiar with your team as you've been with others in the past, do you kind of wade your way into this, or do you jump right on the gas?
Well, it's a good question, because I've asked the coaching staff to not tell me about the players and their personalities or what happened last year, how they played or how they conducted themselves. I don't care. I don't care what happened last year. I just care what's going to happen tomorrow in practice and moving forward. Of course, we have our line combinations and you know, just talking to Don and Nasher and Clarkey and the staff. And, you know, we've got a couple of guys, three guys on the coaching staff in McCarthy and Bowler and Backstrom that have been here, and the video guys. So there's lots of knowledge. There's lots of you know, what we've done in the past, but I don't want to use that, right? I mean, sure, we've got our ghost roster, we've got what we want project, but now we want to see what combinations work. Just because something worked last year doesn't mean it's going to necessarily work right away. So we're going to try different combinations through camp, different D pairs, different line combinations, to see who has a chemistry with each other. And then you know, fortunately, you know, a lot of people say, "Well, you got eight games, it's a lot of games," but fortunately we have eight games so that we can see a lot of these different combinations in live, you know, fire, as opposed to just practicing and trying to get a feel for that chemistry there. So yeah, we're looking forward to, you know, seeing all those things evolve as we move forward here.
Whitney, second row left.
Hi, Don. Hi, Dean. For both of you, the thought of bringing in James Van Riemsdyk, what is he going to bring to this team, and how critical could he be? And also, Don, any ideas of bringing in anybody else as well?
Yeah, as far as JVR, I've got to know the player through the years with USA Hockey, and he's an ultimate pro. You know, he's been around a long time. Every year he's scored double-digit goals, and, you know, we were looking for goal scoring for sure. So I think even on Tuesday when you walk in the locker room and the player's like, "This is great," you know, a lot of guys know JVR well, so players were excited about it too. But for us, you know, we just thought it was a good fit for, you know, it takes goals to score and to win hockey games, and we think he can add that to us. As far as future, you know, we're talking to a lot of teams and just checking the box to see who's left out there or who might be available through trade. You know, a lot of teams, all the teams are starting their same thing today, their physicals and that. So, you know, as camp progresses here over the next couple weeks, you know, again, if there's something that we feel will help our hockey team, we will add it. If there's something, if there's nothing there, then, you know, we're happy with the group we have right here and we go forward with it.
I just think to have a, to add a veteran presence in our locker room, we talk about depth all the time. We've got a guy that that's played in the league. I just met him this morning. He's a big body, a pro, and you know, I think it's a great situation, a great guy to have within our room.
Go to Hedge, second row right.
Dean, I'm wondering, you know, one of the biggest things for a coach and a coaching staff is just kind of keeping that finger on the pulse of your team as human beings, you know, how they're doing, things like that. Is this season, I mean, how are you approaching that this season, you know, given all the stuff that this team has already been through before the season even starts?
Yeah, I think our entire organization has done a fantastic job so far, and we're going to continue to do that, of offering and having available whatever the players need, you know, to move forward with this, and whatever help that they need. Everyone's different, right? You go through something like this, everybody deals with it differently. Everybody needs different services to help them through it. So we've offered that up to the players. They know that. What I believe is such a positive thing is that, and you guys have listened to our leaders and our and all the different events that have happened honoring Johnny and Matthew, to listen to our leadership group to talk about it, particularly our captains, how mature and how you know, how they've handled it with great passion and compassion. They will help the group, right? And ultimately the group will help each other, but full confidence in our leadership group that they will do the right things.
We'll come to Dom, front row left.
Hi, guys. You both have talked about the culture, changing the culture for both of you. How do you do that? And what are there some common things that you're going to stress to the players? What kind of messages are they going to hear going forward?
Why don't you start, Ida?
Yeah. I've said this several times, but the culture gets used a lot, right? And what we want to do is create a better, more positive atmosphere in the dressing room that's already in there. And I have no idea what happened last year, like I said before, what's happened in years past. But for me, walking in that dressing room, it seems like it's got an incredible atmosphere in there. Like they're tight, they're together. I mean, obviously we haven't been in a practice, but I've walked around the room, talked to everybody, and I've had several individual meetings with players. And there's a closeness. There's a you know what. So do we have to change it? No. Do we have to enhance it? Sure. That's what I try to do that with any team that I've been involved with, and try to make them as close-knit as they can. Team first mentality, play hard for each other, have each other's backs. Yeah. Are we going to stress that? Are we going to emphasize that on a daily and constant situation? Absolutely. But as far as changing something, or, you know, that has to be turned right around, I don't think it has to happen here, but we are definitely going to enhance it.
Just to expand on that, Dean came to me a few weeks ago before all this happened and wanted to realign the locker room. He didn't like how the setup was with players, how they were grouped together. Players pretty much picked their stalls. And he came to me with the idea of how he wanted, and this is before everything happened, and I thought it was a great idea. You know, it's put some young guys next to some veteran players and, you know, get players communicating. You know, you tend to, in the locker room, segregate to who your friends are away from the arena, and that's not what we were looking for, and that's not what Dean was looking for. So I think it was a subtle change, but I think it's been a big change. I've heard players talk about it. And then the other thing that Dean was big on, which I thought was a great idea, was if you walked in our locker room before, every player had their pitcher above their stall. It was an individual player. He says, no individual pitchers in this locker room. Every pitcher that's going to go up with a player is going to have another player involved in it. And I think it's little things like that that Dean has brought that that you may not notice. We got some new signage in the locker room that it goes a long ways. And I know I appreciate what he's brought down there for sure.
I'll go to Porty, second row, right?
For both of you guys. Don, you made a big investment in some veteran players this offseason. But this team a few years ago committed to a lot of young players who have had significant time in the NHL already. How important, how excited are you to see where those guys can get to, and how much does this season sort of hinge on their development and their contributions?
Yeah, a lot of our, talk about our young players, they've had 2 or 3 years in the league now. You know, the Cylinders and Fantilli's obviously newer. Kent Johnson, you know, we're looking for these players to take that next step. We're not going to force them into that. They're going to be provided an opportunity, and they got to take advantage of it. So, you know, I'm pretty familiar with this team, playing against quite a few times the last few years. To go along with our veterans, we had some great veterans, but the young players, we need them to continue to grow and get better. And as they do, we're going to grow as a hockey team.
The other thing I'll just elaborate a little bit is that we're going to try to create, we are going to create an earned culture. It's a clean slate, right? Don's new. I'm new. As I just stated, I don't care what happened last year. I don't care how many goals you scored last year. You know, it'll help you, obviously, to start. But after that, you're going to earn your ice time. You're going to earn your position. You're going to earn where you play and how much you play, and that'll be dictated by the player. We'll define roles for the players, like we'll define what we believe their role is, but that doesn't mean that that's their role for the rest of the year. They can change their role. If you want more ice time, then do more. You want to play in a power play, then show that you're going to set goals up and you're going to score goals. You want to playing a PK, then show that you're going to block shots, you're going to clear pucks, you're going to win your puck battle. So it's a clean slate for everybody, young or old. I don't care if you played one game or 1,000 games. Everybody's starting fresh.
Mark, second row left.
Yeah, for both of you, I know, Don, when you talked to us in Buffalo, you were talking about there could be some dark days. So when a player really needs to talk to you guys, is there a clear protocol that they can approach you? Is it going to be like an open-door policy if anything ever comes up from their point of view?
Yeah, 100%. I think both of us feel that way, that our door is always open. And, you know, we all manage and coach differently than I'm pretty much around the locker room every morning. I like to be around the locker room, and it's not to see how the guys are doing. It's just the way to build relationships with the players away from the ice, where, you know, you get to know them, ask, see how their families are doing, the kids are in school, all that. So, that's just the way I operate, and that'll continue. But I believe that there's no doubt if players want to speak to either one of us or both of us together, that's going to be very well accepted, and we'll certainly be open to that.
Go to Hedge, far right, second row.
Don, I'm wondering if you have an update yet on Justin Danforth, and then also added James Van Riemsdyk. Is there plans to add more as well, you know, as we go forward here?
We got good news on Danforth the other day. He's been cleared 100%. He can start stick handling. He won't get into practice immediately. Dean's got a plan to bring him in, but he can start stick handling and start shooting the puck. And as he progresses, he'll get moved into practice, but he's fully cleared. And like I said before, we'll continue to stay abreast of what's going on around the National Hockey League with the other GMs. I think I talked to 5 or 6 already today. You know, it's just again, you never know. You want to be on top of something if possible. It can't always be, but if somebody's going to do something out there and make a move that a player that we have interest in that we think is going to make our team better, we're definitely here to act on that.
Go to Mitch, third row right.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Dean, with everything that's gone on in the last few weeks, how cathartic is it, or maybe a relief even, to actually turn your sights toward hockey and be on the ice and get back to work?
Well, I don't know if it's been mentioned, but like Don talked to Boone right, you know, close around the situation of Johnny and Matthew's passing. He asked if they wanted to come in still, you know, and he's like, yeah, he said he thought it was important that the guys are all together here in the room. I think it's just progressed to now, yeah, we want to be in the room together, but we want to actually get on the ice together as a group, start practicing together our structure. So it's no different for us and the coaching staff. We had our kind of last meeting here this morning, you know, going over the practice plan for tomorrow, and everybody's juices are getting, you know, going and excited about getting on the ice and actually implementing what we want to do as a coaching staff to start the process of establishing our structure, our work ethic. They get an opportunity to see, you know, who we are in the next stage as far as going on the ice, and then it'll obviously progress into that first exhibition game in Buffalo. So yeah, are we excited? Yeah, I mean we're jacked to get it going here. You know, it seemed like it's dragged a little bit, obviously, but we haven't had a whole lot of time, certainly since I was hired and we put our staff together. It's come up pretty quickly, but we're completely prepared and looking forward to getting on the ice here tomorrow morning.
Whitney, second row left.
Dean, something that's evolved in sports over recent years is the idea of mental health, and that players can go through trauma differently. As a new coach, it's always important to get a one-on-one relationship with each of your guys. How much even more important is that now, understanding that everyone is going to handle this in their own unique way?
Yeah, you know what, you're right. It has evolved and it has become more of a focus for sure. But it's always been that way, right? Like I can go back to my first year in the NHL and the coaches, yeah, there was a little more, you know, just go out and do it, and you know, if you don't, you sit or whatever. But there are still relationships built, right? And that's what we're trying to do. And yeah, I mean, sure, there's a few more challenges in today's world, and certainly in our world now, there'll be some challenges, you know, emotionally for sure. Guys are going to go through it, but again, we're going to do it together. And as Don just said, our doors are open, and if a player needs help beyond whatever we can provide, then yeah, we'll 100%. We will get it for them. There's lots of resources for us today, and our medical staff, and you know, our doctors, and onward. Will you know, everybody will be available and ready to help in any way we can.
Time for a few more. We'll go to Mike A. Race, third row right.
Yeah, this is for both of you. Do you have a general sense of how you want to winnow the team down? In other words, what the rhythm of it will be, and will you be, say, by the end of this month?
I missed part of that. I'm sorry, Mike.
Do you have an idea of the rhythm of how you want to winnow the team down? In other words, what it'll look like maybe by the end of the month?
Well, I always say it's you know, we don't pick the team. The players pick the team, because how they perform is going to, you know, obviously we know there's a group of guys that are going to be here for sure. But, you know, we have some opportunities right now that are available. And, you know, we always say, you know, the players that perform, we're here to win hockey games. I don't care about if guy makes a dollar or makes $10 million. We're here to win hockey games, and we're going to keep the best players possible. So, you know, we got 8 exhibition games in 11 days. We'll mix up the lineup quite a bit make sure we don't put anybody in a situation to back-to-back games too much with injuries and so forth. But, you know, I think our rosters are due on the 8th of October. And our last exhibition game there is on the 4th. So I think right about that time we should be in good shape with our team.
So just to continue with that is that we've got two groups in training camp, and we will get to it'll look like it will be our group and Cleveland group once, you know, the junior players go back. And I stress this to the players as well, that just because you're in the Cleveland group doesn't mean you're not going to play games, doesn't mean you don't have an opportunity to move up and down, no different than when you are there. So, you know, we don't have a ton of bodies. There's some camps that have 80 guys. We don't. Don and I specifically want it that way. But as Don said, there's opportunities for guys to make our hockey club. And if they don't make it right out of training camp, there's obviously opportunities to get called up and be in the mix to, you know, as far as our depth that we need and want in Cleveland. So yeah, we're looking forward to getting our group together, but that doesn't mean that it's set until we break camp.
Last two. First, we'll go to Ryan back left.
Either of you guys can answer this or both, and you've both kind of touched on it a little bit. And when I ask this, I'm thinking of goal in specific, but it could even be on the back end or anywhere on the team. In goal, you've got two guys with one-way contracts. If Jet Greaves comes in and he is by far the best goalie, is he going to be the goalie that starts opening night? And then even like a Denton Mateychuk maybe on the back end, if he shows he's ready, will he be on the roster?
Well, I'll go back to what I said. You know, let's start with the goalies. We're here to win games. If he's our best guy in camp here, and he's going to get a chance to play games for sure. You know, contracts are contracts. I've never had a problem if somebody beats out a player, it's on a one-way contract. You know, that's our business. So, you know, we want to keep the best players. And, you know, Mateychuk's a little different player. You know, he's fresh out of juniors. I watched him last year in Cleveland. He's certainly going to be an NHL player for a long time. Whether it's best for him to be here, you know, we'll see how camp goes. You know, sometimes those guys, if they're going to play the sixth or seventh role, the third pairing or the extra D, they're better off playing in the American League for 40 games and get that experience. So, you know, we'll measure all that throughout camp. You know, we feel good about our defense. We got real good depth there. But doesn't mean that Denton can't come in and make an impression where he earns that opportunity.
I think with the eight exhibition games too, inevitably every year that I've been in this league, a player or several players will come in and go, I didn't get a fair chance. Well, they're going to get a fair chance, right? Guys are going to get a chance to play multiple games. And as Don just said, they will dictate if they play, if they earn the opportunity to play in another game, or if they earn the opportunity to be here at the end of the camp, then that's on them. And we're looking forward to those competitions, being had throughout training camp.
We want to have to make tough decisions. That's mm-hmm. what we want to make those tough decisions.
And we'll wrap up with Ed, third row middle.
Yeah. Don, you've mentioned talking to other GMs, maybe looking to add a goal scorer by trade. As we go through these eight preseason games, is that still going to be a primary focus for you, or are you considering players that may still be available via free agency?
Wait, I asked Don for a 60-goal scorer and a 100-point guy. Is that what you're getting to?
If we could get one.
You know, I think by adding JVR, yes, goal scoring is always a premium, but we also have to get a player if we decide to make a decision on a player, either through trades or free agency, that it's got to be a right fit. First of all, it's got to be we do so much background on these players. You guys all know through the coach search, it took me 6 weeks before I interviewed Dean because I wanted to make sure that we did homework because it was a tough one to do on. Anyways. But, you know, as we go through camp, you know, we'll see. You know, and the other thing, unfortunately, sometimes you run into injuries at a particular position, so we have to be aware of that. You know, there's a lot of guys right now on tryouts with a lot of NHL teams. We have that list, so we're going to make sure that our scouts are out there watching these players. But, you know, we're going to keep an open mind to it that, you know, because of the salary cap and where we're at, we have room if a player becomes available that has a higher salary. We don't have an issue with that either. Again, as long as it's a player that fits how Dean wants the guys to play. So we're pretty open-minded about it.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day.